the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today. I am Shirley, clinical hypnotherapist, coach, advocate here in Southern California, and a glitter and rainbow girl going way, 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 way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA, BDSM, kink community, trans community, anybody that doesn't really feel like they fit. And I wouldn't have it any other way because not all of us fit into that traditional sense. So this is my goal. This is my choice. I hope that we get to have a little fun. Maybe you get a little bit of an inspiration, bring a smile to your face, a giggle to your heart. Who knows what can happen? I always love it when on days like this. Now, let's get this show started. And we all know how we do that. So I want everybody to be in a safe place, which consists of no driving, no working heavy machinery. And for heaven's sakes, if you're working on a project, keep working on your project. And you can catch up on all of this later because it will all be reposted on my personal Facebook page and my YouTube page. So pretty much everywhere. Or if you like podcasts and you just want to listen, anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find the Hypno Fairy Godmother podcast. So let's all, now that you're in a safe place, let's all take this nice deep breath and slowly exhale with a smile. All right, now we're going to do part two. So here we go. Let's wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle, wiggle toes, wiggle toes. In your shoes, out of your shoes. I really don't care. Today is quite warm in Southern, as most people that know me would know that I would be. So next thing you want to do is wiggle your butt. Come on, wiggle, wiggle them buns. Scrunch them together. Come on, you could even dance on your buns. Dance with your buns. It's lots of fun. Because I have never, ever, ever met somebody who can do this or request this without a big old smile on their face. And I wouldn't expect her any other way. So now we're going to take this one last deep, deep breath. And as we exhale, I just wanted you to go, I got this. We're going to be great. Everything's okay. Just some affirmation to keep yourself going during the day. You know, if you got an extra second, roll your neck. Maybe the other direction. And in this short little time, we are talking less than 3 minutes, you have now loosened up all your muscles from your toes to your nose. Isn't that incredible? So this is how we stay calm. This is how we stay. Yeah, calm works pretty well. A little de-stressed. It always helps to kind of loosen things up just a bit. If you like my show, which I hope you do, I would love for you to, you know, like my show, maybe become a Patreon member, buy me a cup of coffee. Every little thing helps. So thank you very much. If you're new to the show, I hope that, you know, this is just the first time of many that you come and visit us. Now, originally today, you may have seen that we had a guest. Well, as life happens, sometimes, you know, things happen. And so no guest today, but I think this is really important to add to our Weeble toolbox is what it's like and what it means to work with a lifestyle empowerment coach, which I fit into that category, as did my guest. And we will have her on again soon. Just something came up. So what a lifestyle empowerment coach does is, you know, we help support individuals creating something new and beneficial for themselves. You know, all that stuff that I love talking about that we put into our little Weeble Kung Fu toolbox. You know, this is a little bit just like that. So the first thing that's so important, if you're going to work with a coach, or especially, you know, a lifestyle coach, is that you need to trust yourself. For then and only then do you have the potential to experience and express the love that you should have inside of you for all its power, majesty, and magnitude. Think about that. But you have to trust yourself, and you have to know that you have these things inside of you. You have the love inside of you. You just have to believe it. And that's one of the main things with working with this and coach, working with this type of coach. So when you work with a wellness empowerment coach, some of the things that we like to say that you gain is new insights and perspectives. You know, that's working through your mind, working through your subconscious to guide your choices and actions. That's concentrating. That's knowing what you're looking for. Things like that. Support and guidance. We give you kind of that motivation and inspiration that you may need until you get a little more of that in control of yourself. So all your health and wellness, the way you feel fulfilled inside. Sometimes if you don't have that pre-built into you, we kind of help you get there a little bit easier. You know, we help you set out the clarity for your journey. Maybe you kind of, you have a vague in the background journey, you know, idea of where you want to be, but you're not quite sure how to get there. So let's say you have the big map that's got where you start and where you stop, but you know, you don't really have the journey, and it's important that you have that journey. So we kind of help you walk through that to get to the journey that you're looking for. We fill in the little side roads that you may need, you know, but you need to be aware of your self-imposed limitations and expectations and the obstacles that you put on yourself. So let's say you were trying to get from, I'm going to use LA as an example. If you've ever been to Los Angeles, you need to get from one side to Los Angeles to the other. Now, the fastest way is to get on the freeway. But let's say you're afraid of driving on the freeway, which I've actually had clients that have had that problem. But let's say you're trying, but you're afraid to get on the freeway. Well, then it's going to take you a whole lot longer to get there because you've self-imposed that obstacle. You've said, get me from one end to the other, but I can't go on any of the freeways. So I'm going to have to go streets. Well, with every time you get off the freeway and you take streets, it's a stoplight and a stoplight and a stoplight about once a block. I know this. So once a block. So that's going to make your journey that much harder to get from one end to the other. Now, you may need to get off of that freeway for another reason that's not self-imposed. But in this particular case, you set up that limitation. So if you're going to set up the limitation, you know, you need to be aware of it. What obstacles do you put in front of you? What are things that they're made up obstacles? Be aware that we all have them, but I'm going to help you kind of get around there and get you back on the freeway so that you can get there. You know, you need to be acknowledged, you know, you need to acknowledge your priorities. You know, how do you build a strong personal foundation? What are the qualities that you have inside of you that you've always had inside of you? We're going to take those qualities and boost them up. we're going to come up with qualities you may not have actually acknowledged that you have. And that's cool too. You know, while we're acknowledging your obstacles, we need to acknowledge your, you know, what strengths you have. You know, the opportunity to be the best you can be. Sound familiar? Becoming your more authentic self. You know, we come up with a plan that helps you become that more authentic self. That person that you wish you would have had growing up. That person that makes you you, but makes you you in a more positive way. So when you're working with any type of coach, it's important also to acknowledge that it's a journey. It's not get on the freeway, take the first exit off, and boom, you have now made all of your dreams come true. Because guess what? Doesn't happen that way. I wish it did. And if it did, I would grant you that wish. But it doesn't. So the first thing that we have to acknowledge when we're going to start a journey, or we're going to start a project, when we're going to start anything, when you're going to start allowing yourself to be that best possible person, you know, start that. Here we go. Start it with a positive attitude. Yes, because if you get on the freeway towards your journey and all you can think of is, ugh, I hate the freeway, I hate the freeway, I hate the freeway, then by the time you get to the end of your journey, you hated it. You've hated the journey. You've hated what it took you to get there. All those things are so important. So there's no need to start a new project or start a new way of looking at things if you're not going to put that smile first, that first step forward, thinking, I can do this. It's not going to be easy, but I know I can do this. You know, I always tell you, start with the positive. Law of attraction. What you put out, you get back in. I know it all rolls around, doesn't it? So you need to start with that positive attitude. One of my favorite things too is telling yourself, reminding yourself, I think it'd be more reminding yourself, that as a coach or a therapist or whatever it is that you may be looking for, we don't fix it for you. We lead you, guide you, and help you get there. But I can't fix you. You need to fix you. You have it in there. You have it inside of you. You honestly do. But you have to acknowledge that you're going to have to do the work. You are definitely going to have to do the work. You know, when we start on these journeys, you need to organize your thoughts. We're back to list making. You know, we're back to keeping notes. What are your ideas? What do you think you need to do to get to the end? We work together to make a plan together. And one of the nice things about having a coach is that now you also have someone to be accountable to. So if I'm working with you, and we decide that this week you're going to work on, you know, part A, B, C, however you want to do it. And we meet up the next week and you haven't done any of it, but you expected me to make it happen for you. Does not work that way. You have got to do the work. And you have to be prepared to do the work. To do the actions, to do the things that you said that you were going to do. Every step of this is a matter of we work as a team. As a team. Not me doing it, but me guiding you. And I would never tell you to do something outrageous. That's why we work together. You know, we talk about where do you think the next step is for you? Where do I think the next step is for you? And we sort of land somewhere in the middle, and then you have your time to work on it. And these aren't extreme things. You know, we start little, baby steps to get where you're at. And you need to be honest with yourself, and you need to be honest with me. If we agree on something, you know, that next step to get to your journey, and, you know, we've looked at it, we've talked about it, we've agreed on it, but you're absolutely terrified to do it, guess what? That doesn't help us. And it doesn't help because you're keeping that from me. If I know that you're terrified, maybe we need to take a half a step to the side and work on that terror first. I would say that, you know, and if you're keeping a secret, it is going to take so much longer. You're allowed to be scared. For most people, when they're starting on these journeys, or, and when I say journey, it can be a personal journey. It can be a project. It can be working with your mental health. It can be working with your physical health. It can be just making it from day to day to day. And that's just fine. That's something that we'll discuss. So when I say journey, I'm not talking about, you know, Lord of the Rings long 12-year extravaganza journey. I'm just talking about we set a project. Boom. We need to get you from here to here. Maybe it's public speaking. Little things that we can do. Okay, well, we're going to start here and we're going to work baby steps and then boom. And it's doing things where, like I say, we start out with the little stuff so that you can accomplish the little things before you get to the big thing. And that's something that we do. And if you don't like the way something's happening, if you don't like the way maybe we're doing something together and you're just like, I hate the way this is coming out, tell me or tell whoever your coach is. Because if you don't like the way things are going, it's useless. It's like paying for tons and tons of therapy. But if you hate the therapist or you hate the coach or any part of it, or you don't click, then it's a waste of time. It's a waste of resources. You have to be brave enough to go, we're just not clicking. And as somebody that coaches and helps and leads you, I need to be secure enough to tell you if I don't think it's working. If we thought we had rapport and we just don't click. We each have two totally separate ideas of how to do this. Then we need to be able to be honest with each other to say, you know what, this isn't working. Because if you're wasting your resources mentally, physically, financially, then you're wasting that time when you could be doing what you need to. And with that comes acknowledging that we are doing stuff one step at a time. Now, if your idea of us not getting along is I'm taking us too slow, maybe I need to explain why I'm taking it too slow. Maybe, you know, and if I misrepresent or if I'm going too fast, heaven forbid, those are such important things for us to know. And that comes down to being honest with each other. It's an amazing thing. I always tell people I'm, you know, more of your tour guide. I, you know, give you the itinerary and I lead you on your way. But yeah, if you don't like that we're going this direction, you want to go this direction, please tell the person you're working with. because they will respect that. And if they don't, and they tell you it's my way or no way, that's the time you walk away. Because everybody out there is different. Every single person out there is different. So all of you could come to me, or five of you could come to me and want me to be your life empowerment coach or your hypnotherapist or things like that. Then, you know, but, and you could all say you have the same dream or expectations. Well, we're going to get there. Guess what? Five different ways, because you're all separate. If somebody tells you that they have a cookie cutter way of doing things, and this is the only way that they know how to do it, because this has worked for them in the past, I think I would look for somebody else. I have been known to fire clients. I know that sounds really weird, but if it's not working for either one of us, or if you're not willing to do the work, if you're expecting me to pull a rabbit out of my hat, and you know, you haven't even gone looking for the dang rabbit, then we have kind of an issue. Whereas if I'm telling you over and over and over and over and over again to do the same exact thing, you have the right to tell me this ain't working, I need to find somebody else. Okay. Yes, it always hurts to lose a client, but like I said, I'm not here to waste your time. I'm not here to waste your money. I'm not here to exploit your resources. That's just the way it is. Now, a lot of coaches are just coaches. That's it. They're there to coach you. As it turns out, I am not only a coach, but I am a therapist. So you need to know whether the person you're working with is a type of therapist or just a flat coach, because coaches that don't have any training get really frustrated when their client wants to use them as a personal therapist. A standard coach or just traditional coach doesn't care what your excuses are. They don't care what's been happening around you. All they care about is, did you get the project done? Did you do the next step that we were supposed to do? So interview the person that you're planning on working with. Interview them. It's like when I tell you to interview your therapist. Okay. Interview your doctor. Interview your mechanic. Whatever it is. Remember, you're in control. You're the one using your resources. Mentally, physically, or financially, you're the one using your resources to make this stuff happen. And if you don't click with that person, no matter what the job is, and especially if you're working with a coach that's whole job is to help you progress in your life, mentally, physically, financially, whatever, then, you know, you better know that you trust that person. But you also need to know that what that person's limitation is. So, like I said, I'm not only, you know, a coach, I'm also a therapist. So we could do half and half a session. Okay, but I know a lot of coaches that are just that. They're just a coach. And I don't mean just a coach in a derogatory way. I just mean that that's where their training is. Their training is as a coach. So don't overload them, because they can panic and they might actually help you find somebody that, you know, can help you on the emotional, on your emotional way of getting there. I love working with other parts of a team. So if you're already working with maybe a psychiatrist or a psychologist, And I'm helping you with the coaching part, so you don't need me as the therapist part. That's great. Okay, so now the three of us are working on it together. A team is a team. It doesn't have to be a two-person team. But you know it can't be a one-person team because, you know, that's an I, not a team. Which means that sometimes you need help. That means that you need more than just you. And if you're thinking of getting some sort of a coach, then that's important to, that's when you start looking. So if you're starting to look, then you already know that you need some help. And with the way things seem to be out in the universe these days, it's important that you have a team built around you. We all need help. And people are so afraid to ask for help. So whether it's a mental journey, you know, a psychological journey, don't be afraid. It's don't be afraid to ask for help. Going all the way back to be fully honest. And if you realize that you're working with a coach, but what you really need is more of a psychologist or a therapist of some kind, then maybe that's who you need to work with first. And then you can start on this big project. Or they may work together. The important thing too is that I work on your outer goals, which goes back to, if you need a therapist, find a therapist. If you need a coach, know that coaches work on the outside, whereas therapists work on your inside. A coach will help you build and develop maybe a project for work or a personal project that you just need a little kick in the butt, basically, to get it going and moving. You know, sometimes you luck out and you get the twofers, but, you know, your internal transformations and your external transformations can be so totally different. Because you need to believe in this and you need to believe in you before you can make this happen. You know how I always, you know, personal growth, you always need to make sure whether you're working with a coach or you're working with a therapist or a half and half that, you know, it's not damaging your personal growth. So if you're so into making sure that your project or your journey is moving forward, but it's damaging your personal health, maybe it's causing a rift in your household. Maybe it's causing a problem at your work. One thing cannot damage something else. It's not putting something above something else. It's about everything moving forward in a timely manner so that, you know, let's say you have a novel that's inside of you. A lot of people I've heard during this pandemic have written novels. Well, let's say that you've decided that you want to write the ultimate novel. But to do the ultimate novel, you've decided that every waking moment has to be to writing that novel. So you're letting everything else go. You're letting your family life go. You're letting, you know, your work life is getting damaged. Everything is going, you're just focused on one thing. Can't let that happen. We can't let one part of us damage another part of us. And that's where having that coach comes in handy. Because if we see that you're getting obsessive, or you are letting things go, then we can kind of reel you back a little bit. You know, these are all things to keep your mental health in check. Remember, well, I'm all about keeping that mental health in check. And I'm guessing you are too. And this is, to me, this is the most important part, is to be open to success. Be open to these great changes that are going to happen. Expect them. Require them. You know, if you're waking up every day and you're thinking lovely things of, you know, creating healthy and abundance and joy, these are so important. Having that daily affirmation that we've talked about. You know, there are different ways of finding out what it is. If you can't think of one, there are tools out there. I make these dice and these little discs that, you know, you can pull one out every day and there it is, your affirmation right there. You can hang it up in your bathroom, hang them up on your, you know, your refrigerator, hang it from your car to where you see it everywhere. And that's your daily affirmation for the day. So if you can't think of one, I can give you one, or your coach can give you one. These little things, they're tools. Remember, you know, I like the tools. And if it's a simple tool that will help you, then we need to do the simple tool that will help you. And if you can't think of your daily affirmation, you know, if you can't wake up every morning and go, I am fabulous. I am grateful. I am awesome. Or I am loved. Or amazing or unique or whatever it is that you're feeling that day, then get some help. You know, let me or somebody else give you that daily affirmation. How about that? Yep. There are ways we work around things. These are all part of that Weeble Kung Fu toolbox. That toolbox that'll help make you stronger mentally and will make you stronger physically. And then you can share what you have inside that toolbox. We know that. And it's so wonderful because the worst thing that can happen is you get these wonderful things and then you don't share them. Remember, when you're enthusiastic about something, then it's perfect. The best part is you're enthusiastic and you're starting to grow and these dreams and this journey is starting to take off and you get to tell people how excited you are that these things are starting to happen in your life. It's pretty amazing. You know, you're in control of that destiny. That old, you know, we don't live in fear. You can't live in that fear. To, you know, it's organizing your thoughts. It's taking your notes. It's showing people that you, what everything that you've gone through during this time to get them excited for you, or maybe to get them excited with you. You know, you need to throw in, while you're doing this, what's so important is throw in that time of, you know, a little bit of meditation. That's taking care of you mentally. That's one more part of not getting overly obsessed with everything going on. Practice focusing on your mindfulness. One more step every single day. And it just takes a very few minutes. Do that body scan. Start at your head, work down to your toes, see what needs to be worked on, see what needs to happen. These are such important things. These are so important. My favorite thing when it comes to meditation is that, you know, if you don't have 5 minutes to meditate every day or to bring yourself to mindfulness, then you probably need at least a half hour to 60 minutes because you're putting too much on your plate. You're putting too much into what you think you might need. And that's absolutely never good. You know, this time of year, and it's been a year since we've gone into this pandemic, and people have changed. People's priorities have changed. People are starting to think more about the journey that they may want to go on, and getting some help with maybe a coach or a therapist. I know that the mental health problems that we have going on right now are intense. And that's just learning to be honest with yourself. Absolutely learning to be honest with yourself. Tell yourself, you know, I can do this. Don't let what's happening on the outside of the world that we have very little control over take over what might be happening internally with you. Take care of you first. We go back to, you know, the airplane. When the oxygen comes down, put your oxygen mask on first. And if what you're getting help with, coaching or therapy or coach therapying, that is your oxygen mask. That's you putting that on you first so that you can begin to help others, that you can begin to do things that need to be done. As you're working, you know, you're recognizing the progress. You're recognizing everything that's happening. You're recognizing things around you, which is good. You know, like I said, use the big picture. Use what you've learned and help others. It's a pretty awesome thing. You know, we don't go into anything. Don't ever go into anything with preconceptions about what's going to work and what's not going to work. You're working on your journey. You're working on the way things need to be done. You know, it's starting with the positive thoughts. It's knowing that you have the power inside of you, the absolute power inside of you to make these successful changes. And when you're working with any type of coach, much less a life empowerment coach, you know, because there are so many types of coaches. There are very specific job coaches. There are very specific financial coaches. There, you know, so if you're looking for something pinpoint specific, then you want to be able to find that. If you're working to just enhance you, then I think it's more of the lifestyle empowerment type of coach that you're looking for, because we're not as pinpoint in some areas, but it's not an open free for all either. We will have and find a coach that handles things. If you're coming to someone like me and your whole idea is to find a financial coach, I am not your girl. I'm not even close to your girl. So while you're doing the interviewing for the person you're going to have help you, make sure that they have the right training. And make sure that they're confident in what they do. Never go to somebody and have them go, well, I've kind of worked on that. That's not the person you want. You don't want somebody that can kind of help you, that have worked on it a little bit. That's why when I tell you at the beginning of the show what my specialty is, that's what I know the most, and that's what I love working with the most. Now, I have training in other areas of hypnosis, as do most hypnotherapists. Some I feel very confident in helping you with, others I don't. And it's as much a responsibility of mine to tell you that I don't feel comfortable working with that than for me to try to, you know, when it comes to coaching and it comes to therapy, there is no fake it till you make it. There just isn't. Make sure that when that person says, this is what I work on, this is who I help, this is my, you know, this is my conversion rate. I was trying to think of that word. Sometimes the big words don't always come. But when you're working with the conversion, you know, find out if, like I said, if you come to me for financial counseling or something like that, or if you come to me for certain types of hypnosis, I'm going to tell you that is not me. Now, and this is important, I can recommend people that can help you with those things. When I say I work with a team, that means I work with other therapists that have other far more specific, it may be a specialty that's a little closer to what you're looking for. That's our responsibility as a team. If you're working with a therapist, type of therapist, psychologist that doesn't believe in what I'm doing. Some of them do not believe in the power of hypnosis. Well, then you're going to have a hostile situation. If part of your team does not acknowledge the other part of your team, at which point it's my responsibility to talk to that person and find out if there's any chance whatsoever that we can click. And if there isn't, it's my responsibility to step back. Okay, not a big deal. But these are important things that I really think it's important for you to know when you are picking out a type of coach or a type of therapist. When you're, you know, if I'm working and helping you with your life internally and externally, very, very important. And it goes with that clarity. Before you start, a good thing to do is before you start even thinking of finding a type of coach, make yourself that list, because here we go back to lists again, and try to pinpoint what it is that you're looking for. Now, we may change that. It may evolve. Most of the time when you're working with somebody, these things evolve. Perfect. But you need to have an idea of where you think at this point, before you even start, where you want to end, because that will determine the type of coach or therapist or group sessions or group settings, that are the best for you, which is also about being honest with yourself. If you have never dealt with any type of, let's say, financial or any type of, we're going back to the novel, if you've barely written anything, then maybe you should start out with a short story and not a gigantic novel. You know, it's a matter of being honest with yourself. Do you have that novel inside of you? Do you have the idea? Do you know what it takes? Because one of the first things that we would talk about is, are you aware of everything that your journey, everything that you want? Are you prepared for what it takes to get there? You need to be prepared for some ups and some downs to know that this is not an easy thing. No matter what the project is, it's never going to be a 100% easy thing. You know, it's a matter of trusting in me to tell you and not getting mad because I'm not telling you what you think you want to hear. We all know what we want to hear. We want to hear, I can do this for you. I can make it happen for you. I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. But like I said before, I can't make anything happen for you. I can help you. I can guide you. Other therapists, other coaches. If somebody tells you that it's going to be easy and they'll do most of it for you, question that. Because let's say they do everything for you, or 80%. When you get to the end of that project, do you know anything? You haven't had to work for it. Maybe you've picked up little things along the way, but is it really your project then? Or is it the person that worked for you? Or is it the person that did it? If you're not the person that did it, that means that every time, you know, let's say we got back off that freeway, but every time we went past another stoplight, the car going the other direction that's going faster isn't yours, but you're in the passenger seat. I hope that made sense. Because what I'm trying to say is that don't let somebody else do the work for you. The whole idea is to do the work yourself. Mentally, physically, financially, whatever it is that you're shooting for. If you didn't go out and do it, and you didn't learn the lessons, the pluses and minuses, then what did you get out of it? That's like paying somebody else to do your homework. Yeah, the homework's done, but you didn't do it. So what if it comes up later on and the big thing that you were supposed to get out of it, you didn't because you didn't do it? I know, kind of sneaky that way. Because we are all about your personal growth and your personal well-being. That's right. We're all about taking care of you. I'm going to go back to you're in control of your destiny. And doing things to nourish your soul. What do we try to do? Make sure that it makes your heart sing. And some people may say, well, financially, that's not going to make your heart sing. Well, it is if you're using that as a part of getting somewhere else, getting to the next step. So you need to, you know, you need to have, do, you need to work on the financial part, and then you can work on the personal or the other projects. Then that's one of those things. And that's that, we would just call that the next step. We would just call that a step in there, not the end all do all. So going back over these things, if you are going to look for any type of coach or therapist, have it set in your mind what it is that you're looking for. What kind of project is it that you're trying to do? Are you trying to help yourself mentally, physically, financially, emotionally? What are you trying to get out of this? Know that the work is yours. We work as a team to come up with a plan that is amazing. Okay? And I believe that each one of us has that project in them. I believe that each one of us has a dream. And don't let that dream go away. Sometimes it's easy to just let the dreams fall away, but don't let that happen. Please don't let that happen. With everything going on right now, we also need to remember to take care of ourselves. And that means when you go out, you know, wear the mask, do everything that we're supposed to be doing. Because it doesn't matter if you're so close to the end of that goal and your journey and everything, if you get sick. So while you're working on your journey to discovery, you also need to be working on keeping yourself well. And this time of year, I love to talk to, every time of year, to be honest with you, I love talk about doing random acts of kindness. And with our healthcare workers, our first responders, nothing's better than just giving them some sort of support, dropping off some cookies, having coffee sent to them, just a big thank you card to let them know that we understand that they're working. If you're dealing with, you know, workers that are people that are working in like the essential workers, working in grocery stores, or I have a wonderful guy that, you know, works for himself at a tire place down the street that so bailed me out. I love that. And when I go into stores and shops and work with my little local people, the small store people, I thank them. Every single person that helps me out at a store or at a garage or wherever I may be going, I thank them. And you wouldn't believe the response that I get. So always do that. Please remember that if you missed anything today, you can always find it on my YouTube channel or my Facebook page, or you can listen to it on any place that podcasts may be able, you know, where you can get them. So have a wonderful, wonderful week. We're going to take one more deep, deep breath. Hold it. We're slowly going to just exhale with a smile. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you got something out of it. Tell your friends about the show. And always remember to smile, even if it's under your mask. Makes people wonder what you're up to. Please, please have a wonderful day. And I promise I will see you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.